Dear John, I took Matisse's observation that a square metre of blue is more blue than a square centimetre of the same blue, and I made this little book for you, bringing together some notes on Eve Klein. I hadn't thought of blue as a brittle colour, because perhaps I always think of the strong blue associated with Eve Klein as blue. As he said, the true blue, the blue of the blue depth of space. International Klein blue is quite a hard colour to pin down. The original uses a mixture of ether and petroleum extracts to bind the pigment. I tried spray cans and watercolour, but the nearest I could get to it was this gummed paper. His monochromes, which I love, have the feeling for me of objects and not windows. The colour is so dense in these works that instead of suggesting airiness, the sky, an infinite void, as he said, to capture absolute blue in empty spaces, the far side of the sky, they feel as though if you fell into them, you would be trapped and unable to breathe, choked and suffocated by the powdery pigment. It makes my mouth go dry thinking about the possibility. I don't think this was the colour Yuri Gagarin, looking down on the world from his space capsule, saw when he said, "The Earth has a beautiful blue colour." I've seen skies this colour, or so they seemed at the time, in Africa. But there the blue does have an infinite depth. Is it asking too much of a single colour? Not layered in glazes, but laid on a flat surface to be anything but finite.